Good morning.
Good morning, Grandpa.
Let me start by saying that today's talk is really nothing special. When you hear me say that, that's really not special, if you notice a sense of disappointment, then this talk is perfect for you. Huang Bo was one of the great Zen masters during the Tang Dynasty in China, which was around 800 AD. And physically, he was an imposing and unusual character, even among the unusual masters of that time, in great part because of his physical appearance. Particularly, he was 7 feet tall and was said to have had a huge callus on his forehead that was the result of bowing. And there are a number, apparently, of colorful stories about Huang Bo, and I'm going to share one of them. And this particular story is about a pilgrimage that he was on to Tian Tai Mountain, which is one of several sacred mountains in China. And all along the way of his pilgrimage, he met a very unusual monastic who was said to have had a kind of light in his eyes. And he and Huang Bo hit it off immediately. They talked and talked, they laughed together, as if they had known each other for years. And they subsequently decided that they would travel together. And during their trip, they came upon a swollen and rapidly moving valley stream. And evaluating the situation, Huang Bo leaned his staff up against the tree, took off his hat, and sat down. The monastic tried to get Huang Bo to cross the stream with him, and Huang Bo said, "Please, cross over yourself." So the monastic gathered up his robes and walked on top of the water across the stream. And when he got to the other side, he called to Huang Bo, "Come across, come across." And Huang Bo replied, "You self-perfected fellow, if I had have known you would have concocted miracles, I would have broken both your legs." The monk sighed, and he said, "You are a true vessel of the teaching of the great vehicle." And then he disappeared. Now, this story is pointing to the fact that there are no miracles in Zen. Ultimately, what does walking on water have to do with transforming your life? There are a lot of magicians in the world, but we need to ask ourselves, what do special powers have to do with the matter of life and death? What do they have to do with transforming the way we perceive ourselves and the universe? What do they have to do with today, with being totally present? There is nothing special about Zen. Let me say that again. There is nothing special about Zen. Nothing magical. It is simply life as it is. Life as it is, with nothing added. No miracles, no holy auras, no heaven to look forward to. It is right now. Suzuki Roshi often said, "Zen is not some fancy or special art of living. Our teaching is to just live, always in the present moment." And Master Rinzai was saying the same thing when he said, "Put no head above your own." So in our practice, we are not looking to fulfill our fantasies about living a spiritual life, about becoming special. It is about just this sound, just this smell, just the air going in and out of our lungs, just an intimate awareness of the ingredients of this moment, being able to see the ordinary without wanting something extra, is a gift of a lifetime. This is so because most of us have a desire, an internal voice, a part of ourselves that wants to be special, wants to be holy, wants to be above the fray, to be spiritual. When we make peace with this part of ourselves, we become free. Free to just be present, moment to moment, without a desire to experience something or be something special. Nothing extra. Mary Oliver's poem, The Summer's Day, is a beautiful example of paying attention without looking for something special. Who made the world? Who made the swan and the black bear? Who made the grasshopper? This grasshopper, I mean. The one who has flung herself out of the grass. The one who is eating sugar out of my hand. Who is moving her jaws back and forth instead of up and down. Who is gazing around with her enormous and complicated eyes. Now she lifts her pale forearms and thoroughly washes her face. Now she snaps her wings open and floats away. I don't know exactly what a prayer is. I do know how to pay attention, how to fall down into the grass, how to kneel down into the grass, how to be idle and blessed, how to stroll through the fields, which is what I have been doing all day. Tell me, what else should I have done? Doesn't everything die at last and too soon? Tell me, what is it you plan to do with your one wild and precious life? Thank you.